it's a bit of a shock, to be honest. I mean, for us, we just play hockey and we try and inspire sort of young girls and boys to play and to see what we do and to see what we do with a smile on our face and obviously being successful, and then to take it back home and get kids to pick up sticks. That's been our intention all along. So for me, it's pretty amazing, but for everybody, especially involved in hockey, it's a massive honour. Everyone's celebrating sort of coming into 2017, but I don't really want to say goodbye to it. And it, for us, it's been almost a dream year, which if I remember this time last year thinking, wow, it's a massive year coming up. What can we achieve? And we have achieved almost everything there has been out there to achieve. So, I mean, for me, it's been an incredible year, and this just tops it off, really. I've moved house, and I didn't change my address. I think they get it from the BOA, they get our address. And I changed it about 2 days after. So my old housemate messaged me and just said, Suze, there's a really official letter here with like Her Majesty something. Do you want me to open it? And I was like, please open it. And then I had to go around and collect it. So I could have definitely missed it and not replied and not been on the list. So thankfully I did. Luckily it looks official. Otherwise, I would have been in trouble. There's a player called Tina Cullen, and who used to be a Great Britain and England forward, and she still plays for Bowden Hightown. And I always used to say, "Ah, oh, Tina Cullen, MBE," because she had an MBE, and she's a patron almost in our sport, and has led the way for many others, including myself. And I think to actually now be able to say Susanna Townsend in the same category is. It's a bit of a strange one, really, but no, I'm sure everyone will be very happy for me, and I'm sure my twin brother and my other brothers and sister will probably not like it too much, but in the end, I'm sure they will. Our intention 4 years ago was to do better than the girls did in London, so that was our aim all along. But obviously, you have a bit of a roller coaster ride as a sportswoman and especially a team to obviously get there, and I think. For us to obviously go out there and achieve it, we had every intention to do it, but in tournament hockey, when you go to an Olympics, anything can happen, and as everyone saw back home, nothing really went wrong, but we like to think that we had everything in place just in case things did go wrong, that we would still be able to come out on top and obviously bring home a medal and to bring home a gold. It's especially in our sport, it's the pinnacle of our sport to win an Olympic gold medal, and I hopefully we can go on and emulate it again in the next 4 years. For us, it's you don't want to just be to win one Olympic Games gold medal, you want to go on and become a dominant force in world hockey, and we're number two in the world now, and we certainly don't want to slip from that. We want to continue to progress and obviously get that number one spot, and consistently be number one in the world is hopefully our aim. We genuinely do enjoy most of the time what we do, and I think when people watch it back home, and especially kids and girls especially, I'll talk about that, when they see athletic, sporty girls who are able to sweat and have a good time with their mates, that's effectively what it is. They're having a good time on the pitch with their friends and they are successful, and I think that has inspired a lot of people to obviously play a sport that we love, and hopefully then we'll have a bigger intake in our sport, and that is what ultimately is going to help us be more successful in 10, 20, 30, 40 years' time. So, no, I mean, our job is to inspire younger generations. And when I'm 27, I'm now thinking there's going to be a lot of youngsters who are maybe a lot quicker and fitter coming through the ranks. But that is our job. It's not just to win medals, it's to inspire people as well.